This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 3 or 4 months ago. My team reached out to them, invited them on the show, and here they are. We're talking no other than Timberline Resources Corporation. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol TLRS. Also, if you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the TSX Venture. Their ticker symbol is TBR. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the president and CEO and director of the company, Mr. Steve Osterberg. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. I'm very pleased to be with you today.
Before we get started with the Q&A and stuff like that, I want to get a little bit of background on yourself. How did you come into this company?
Yeah, sure. I joined the company back in early 2012. I'm a geologist by background, trained up through PhD level.
Yep.
I have worked for a number of companies, junior explorers, all the way up through majors such as BHP Minerals. Spent several years with them and a number of mid-tiers in between. And I also have considerable experience working in the mining consulting industry for a couple of different engineering firms, including, and most recently back up through early 2012, a group called Tetra Tech. Very large company, working in a mineral resources group, but the experience base I gained through all that is very diverse. I've worked on everything from obviously exploration, even permitting, up through working side by side with engineers to understand how they build these projects. I've done the marketing side of it, also worked on a considerable number of groundwater related projects, always mining directed, and then operations, been in a number of pits on a consulting basis and underground operations, as well as even taking them all the way through and working on various projects of closure. So it's been a very interesting career and broad-based. As I said, I joined in early 2012, really with the initial objective to take the lead on the technical aspects of the company, and then was asked in early 2016 to step into my current position as president and CEO. It's been a ride. Junior explorers are fun.
Well, all that being said, now tell me, who is Timberline Resources and what are you guys about?
Yes. So Timberline is a gold explorer, principally a gold explorer. All of our projects are in Nevada.
Yep.
We are, of course, what we would describe as being in the junior resource space. We're in Nevada very specifically because it's a world-class mining jurisdiction, not only for actually developing and advancing projects, but it's a world-class mining investment jurisdiction. We operate within well-established districts, both of which really are on the Battlemont-Eureka trend, which is one of the two really great trends or zones of gold endowment in the state of Nevada. We have projects in two districts, the Battle Mountain Mining District and Eureka District, both of which have outstanding infrastructure in place already. Drill discoveries on three projects, including a very high-grade component that's greater than 500,000-ounce resource on our flagship. And then we're also on the capital market side, where we have a tight share structure of about 75 million shares outstanding, very high insider ownership, about 37% controlled by directors and management. So it's very tight that way. And we're sitting here at about 8.5 cents. So it's a great opportunity for investors. We have a very diverse board, myself and another gentleman, Don McDowell, as well as recent additions being a gentleman named David Matheson, who is a very well-known technical expert in the state of Nevada. Number of major discoveries to his credit during his days with Newmont, as well as Gold Standard Ventures and some other juniors. And then recently we've added to our board William Matlack, who is a capital markets expert, as well as having a diverse technical background as well. And so we've got a number of bases covered, and we're poised to continue on with some really exciting work that we've been doing.
You know, Steve, I've had hundreds of CEOs of mining companies and exploration companies on my show in the last 4 years. Your market cap is around $6.5 million. It seems it's very undervalued for the two projects that you have going on in the Battle Mountain District in Nevada. I was wondering to know if you could bring us up to speed on those and also your company assets.
Yeah. Let me start with Battle Mountain, and then we'll circle around, and I'd like to talk about Eureka as well, because that's very important to us. But Battle Mountain is a well-established mining district. It's produced well over 25 million ounces. It has active production by Nevada Gold Mines. Phoenix Fortitude Complex actually produces some copper there as well. Very strong history in that mining district. We have two projects there, which we acquired in 2018 from a private company called America's Gold. And with that, we at that time, that's when we brought in two new directors, Don McDowell and Dave Matheson. These are generally porphyry type deposits. And what's interesting in this particular district is that they tend to carry gold. They are polymetallic. Our Elder Creek project, we've drilled now in three different areas on the project and have intercepted mineralization in each of those three areas. It's copper, gold, strong silver mineralization, and in some cases, molybdenum. And those projects need continuing advancement, which we have planned and are seriously considering bringing in partners to help support that work. And then our second project, which we just press released some results on within the last couple of weeks, is called Paiute. It's also a porphyry type project in part. It also has a strong structural gold target on it. We currently own about 75% of the equity position in that project on an earn-in joint venture basis with Nevada Gold Mines. And our recent drilling here, we drilled about 200 meters and bottomed the hole in gold mineralization. Within that 200 meters, there are about six intervals, each of them multimeters in length, grading well over half gram to a gram, in some cases over a gram per ton gold. And with the very strong infrastructure we have in this particular area, and particularly with mineralization starting at the surface, those are very, very interesting grades and really attractive as an exploration opportunity. We certainly will be advancing with further drilling. So that's our Battle Mountain District. And then, Edward, if I could, to mention our Eureka District.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is really our flagship work down there is Lookout Mountain. It has been for a number of years for the company. And we just recently brought in mid-2019, brought in a partner to fully fund us on this work. It's a large property block, district scale. Carlin-type gold system. These are what really have made Nevada famous for their gold endowment. We currently have about 500,000 ounces in measured and indicated category identified and another 150 in inferred category. It occurs on a very long trend of about 4 kilometers of mineralization. And it's actually still open in both directions. So it's a very large Carlin-type system. But what's really exciting to us is what we've been focused on since bringing in the partner. Within that large resource area, there's a zone associated with a very small historic open pit in which we have around 20 drill holes in this core area, and they are drill core, that run better than 10 grams per ton over multiple meter intercepts. That's really important because,
wow.
Yes, because most of the Nevada-style open-pit heap leach operations tend to be about a gram or less per ton.
Yep.
So this is very, very high grade. We now recognize the controls and signatures associated with that gold mineralization, and we believe we have the opportunity to significantly advance that and turn this thing from 500,000 ounces into much, much larger size over the work effort with this joint venture partner. Very excited about that, and we anticipate initiating a very significant drilling program here over the following months.
I got about 50 seconds left for the program, and I just wanted to ask you, and maybe you could let some of my listeners know, why should they invest in Timberline Resources?
It's really quite simple, Everett. It comes down to four or five different elements in my mind. One is it's gold, and obviously we're in a rising gold market. Two is it's Nevada. We have discoveries in hand. These can be advanced. It's a place where you can permit things to operation. The assets are outstanding. We've got great drill results. We've got a tight share structure with very strong insider commitment. And as part of that, it's an opportunity for investors.
My guest today has been Steve Osterberg. He's the president, CEO, and director of Timberline Resources Corporation. If you want to know more about the company, look them up on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is TLRS. If you're up there in Canada, you can look them up on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol TBR. Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on out there in Nevada. Would greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.